After months of speculation, we now know at least one thing. Tom Brady is not going to be a New England Patriot this coming season. It's First Take, your take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM, Channel 80, and of course ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitch. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm going to let y'all get all up on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line with your thoughts. I want your take. Where's Tom Brady going? Where's he going to have the most success? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I said it yesterday. I'll say it again today. I understand the coronavirus pandemic is something that rules sort of the entire mindset of the country and the world right now, but we have sports news, and that gives us a little bit of escapism. I want you guys to chime in. Get it off your chest. We can all finally at least speculate to where Tom Brady's going and take one team out of the speculation. And where do we know it from? Well, we have a pretty good source on all of that. It would be Tom Brady's Instagram. He went to Instagram, like every athlete now, and put out a lengthy statement, not the least of which he went in and thanked the fans. The team also said, "I don't know what my football future holds, but it's time for me to open a new stage for my life and career." So we know that Tom Brady is moving on. We also know from a statement since then and since from multiple times that we've heard from the Patriots organization that Robert Kraft and the Patriots were willing to work something out. However, Tom didn't want to be there. So Tom Brady now is out on the open market. We expect that domino will fall at any time. So we're going to get your thoughts on where he's headed. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Just keep it realistic. Give me some realistic scenario of where you think he's going to go and what kind of success he can have there. You can also tweet me at Jason Fitz with some Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless has a full court cell phone coverage you need. Get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G for just $45 a month. Saves you up to half the cost of big carriers. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. We're going to give you a lot of time today to get your thoughts in on this, your takes on, in on this, not just on Tom Brady, but on the other big breaking news as the Panthers have told teams that they can now inquire about a trade for Cam Newton. We have a lot of quarterback stuff we're going to get into, but first, I want you to hear a little bit of First Take today as Max and Stephen A. debated what all of this means for Brady and the end of this chapter for Brady and the Patriots.
Joe Montana ended his career, you know, in Kansas City. He went there, won and played in the AFC Championship game. Michael Jordan ended his career in Washington, D.C. It is not shocking to me that Tom Brady won't end his career as a Patriot. The NFL is the most practical league. It's the least kind of dreamy-eyed league. You know, you have to see things soberly and clearly because there's a hard cap. And players' value shifts from year to year. And Belichick saw this coming, which is why he had a succession plan in place with Jimmy Garoppolo. And rather than seeing the end of a dynasty now, you would likely just be seeing the continuation of a dynasty. I'll remind you, Garoppolo just had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl, riding a defense and a running game largely in San Francisco. And that's sort of what Belichick obviously had in mind, but it didn't happen. This is the way it went down. Peyton Manning threw 9 touchdowns against 17 interceptions, but ultimately got the job done in the Super Bowl. And the cliff prediction was 1 year off. I told everyone what the drop dead date was. He surpassed that by a year because he won the Super Bowl the following year. No, wrong. But you could just say that until you're blue in the face, but go back and look what was said. The point is, yes. 2 years ago, he threw an interception to end the AFC Championship game. They called it back. He got the ball back against a bad defense and scored in overtime and then won the lowest scoring Super Bowl in history behind the defense that only gave up 3 points and the running game. That's what he was a game manager. And last year, he was worse than that. So the reason no market really ever developed for Tom Brady, other than now the Chargers and the Bucks, is because other teams look and said, Tannehill better, Garoppolo better. No, not in the long run, right now. Because if those teams are poised to win a Super Bowl, they would mortgage whatever they had to win right now. They don't see Brady giving them a premium over their own guys. He is the greatest of all time. Not the best ever, not in his peak is he better than anyone who ever lived, but his overall resume, his clutch ability, the fact that he rose to actually fulfill what was largely kind of not hype, but kind of overstated in the first half of his career, how clutch he was when he just had to get him in field goal range for Vinatieri to kick a field goal and win these close games. He actually became this amazing player in the second half of his career. He will find a home. I'm guessing it's going to be with the Chargers. We shall see.
I think the torturous part of the fact that, you know, I'm earning my money today because I actually have to sit here for 2 hours and listen to your drivel. Oh, he's not the best ever, but he's the greatest ever. And I was a year off, not 2 years off. You're all over the damn place. And then you just finished saying in the same breath that everybody would mortgage their future in order to win a Super Bowl now. But you condemn the Patriots for sitting there and keeping Tom Brady instead of Jimmy Garoppolo when they won 2 Super Bowls and win the 3 straight Super Bowls from the time you said the cliff had arrived. It's unbelievable. It really, really is. But let me get back
to
the story
because I got 2 hours to deal with
you and your nonsensical, ridiculous stuff. And be careful about warning me to go back to the tape. You don't want me to go back to the tape with what you have said about Brady. I don't want to confuse our audience because you're all over the place. In the end, here's what it comes down to. When you're talking about Tom Brady, if the New England Patriots, specifically Bill Belichick, if I believe, this is my personal belief, nothing else, if he were treated better by Bill Belichick and not treated as just somebody that, you know what, you're just another player, as opposed to a 6-time champion, the quarterback who has led this franchise to 9 Super Bowl appearances over the last 19, 20 years, if he was treated as such and acknowledged in that fashion, I don't believe that Tom Brady would be departing from the New England Patriots for next season. I don't believe he would have said goodbye today. I think he said goodbye because as much as he loves Mr. Kraft, at the end of the day, you're dealing with somebody in Bill Belichick who, by all accounts, is a phenomenal coach. Nobody's questioning that. But his interpersonal skills, his unwillingness to sit up there and cultivate a relationship with somebody where you're elevating one above others, I think his inability to do that, to use the phraseology, kiss the ring per se, and obviously he doesn't have to because he's a coach and that guy was a quarterback, but his unwillingness to do that made it an untenable situation for Tom Brady. I think that's why he's leaving.
Let's first take your take on ESPN Radio and ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. So what if it is? I mean, did I miss the part where Bill Belichick hasn't also accomplished a lot? I mean, we're talking about this like it's some level of blatant disrespect from Belichick to Brady that's inexcusable and that Belichick is deserving of no credit of his own. That to me makes absolutely no sense. Do we have two massive egos here that have collided? Possibly. I mean, that would make sense at some level. Do we have two people that don't want to work together? Fine. But Robert Kraft made the decision to empower Bill Belichick, who is, in most estimations, one of, if not the best NFL head coaches of all time. Does he not deserve some benefit of the doubt and empowerment? I mean, we are acting like this was a one-man machine, and it absolutely wasn't. So while we can say that the inflexibility is part of why Brady left, doesn't at what if Belichick can't get him the right to be inflexible here, when can he ever have it? I mean, my God, we're making it sound like it's such a huge level of disrespect. Ernest from Minnesota, where do you think Brady's headed?
Okay, first, you're absolutely right about Belichick. You know, he definitely needs more credit here. But I was calling to say this. You know, I'm just going to keep it short and simple. I don't care which team Tom Brady goes to, which division, which conference. That team is not making the playoffs, and they will not win their division. I don't know why people can't open their eyes and see that this man has been flinching in the pocket. There are times when Tom Brady is under pressure, he will literally throw the ball and turn his body away from, like, I mean, he's flinching, like, he's not the same player, period.
Well, and that
I
may
don't
be,
care which team he goes.
Well, and thanks for the call. Thanks for your take on it. I would say this. I still look at respected analysts that I talk to, and they all seem to say that much of the offense's problem last year had to do with the weapons he has around him, and I think that's a fair point. I wouldn't be as comfortable saying that Brady won't go to the playoffs at all wherever he goes because, frankly, he is still Tom Brady. I mean, again, this was a two-man machine that got us here, but how many quarterbacks would have had the level of success that Brady had with the limited weapons that the Patriots had last year? That's a fair question. I mean, at some point, we do have to acknowledge, as I continue to say across the board, there are certain teams that just don't empower the quarterbacks with the same level of weapons. Now, we talked a little bit, I've mentioned a little bit about Robert Kraft and the statements the Patriots have said, and that frankly, Kraft has made it abundantly clear that Tom Brady wanted to leave. And in fact, Stephen A. had a conversation with Robert Kraft today that he spoke about on First Take.
He said that Tom Brady came to his home last night and explained to him why he wanted to leave and that he wanted to leave. He said that Tom Brady is like a son to me. He said, be very, very clear. If Tom Brady wanted to stay, we would have worked it out and he would have remained a New England Patriot. But Tom Brady wanted to leave. And when you give us 20 years of service in the fashion that he did, you've earned the right to do what you want to do. He says, so as much as it hurts me and it hurts this organization to lose him, Tom Brady has earned the right to do what he wants to do and go where he wants to go. He said, I love him. He's like a son to me. I'm going to miss him. He will be forever loved and praised by this organization. But it was Tom Brady that decided that he wanted to leave the New England Patriots. He was not forced out. It was not something that could not be worked out. It would have been worked out if Tom Brady had wanted to stay.
Strong statements from Robert Kraft to Stephen A. that were echoed today on First Take as the owner of the Patriots makes it clear that the organization was willing to keep him, but they're also willing to give Brady the freedom to make that decision himself. All of those things make sense. I mean, after 20 years, as you just heard Stephen A. say, you've earned that benefit. And just like I just said, after 20 years, you have to feel like Belichick has earned some benefit as well. Jake from New York, let's take your take. You're up next. What's your take on Brady? Jake, I thought we had you, but it sounds like we don't. So we'll try you again, Jake. As we try and get Jake back on there. But in the meantime, let's flip over to Kenny in Florida. Kenny, what's your Brady take?
Hey, love the show.
Thanks, man.
First of all, you're welcome. So I think he's going to go to Tampa. I'm a Tampa fan, so I'm kind of being biased here. You got two wide receiver studs. Not so much of a good running game. We haven't had one in a while. And our defense really didn't get to show us as much last year because of all the turnovers. So I think Tampa's going to throw it all in and go for Brady.
Kenny, I think that's it. There's a lot of people echoing that sentiment. Thanks for the call. Thanks for your take on it. To me, you know, when you start to look at the Tampa situation, we're hearing that a lot. And part of that comes because, as you mentioned, the defense didn't get put in very good situations throughout the course of last year, so there's still belief there's a lot of talent there, and it would be incredible weapons with a coach that fits sort of the mold of what Brady will want. We'll keep taking your take, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. It's First Take, Your Take on ESPN Radio. I'm Jason Fitz, but we're going to hop over to the Shell Penzo Performance Line, get some expertise on it as Boston Globe sports columnist Dan Shaughnessy joins us there. Dan, thanks for the time. Appreciate you joining us. So give us your reaction to where we are in this Brady situation.
Well, here in Boston, all I know is that he's not going to play for the Patriots next year. And it's a new world after 20 years, and there certainly was preparation for this, but it still hits people as abrupt and stunning to learn the news. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of days to sort out the blame pie on this as it moves forward. You know, we don't know where he's going yet, but when he does, you know, what that number is and how many years he gets, and there'll be those who would think that these people here should have stepped up and done more. I think right now it's like, you know, like Bob Kraft will always position himself so that he doesn't get blamed. And I think that that's in an aggressive mode right now, and that, you know, Tom wanted to leave and nothing we could do kind of thing, which I don't believe. But we'll see how it plays out, because the detail and the blame part is going to, you know, that's always significant around here.
Dan, you just said you don't believe. What do you believe is the situation?
I don't really think they wanted him. I think they wanted him on their terms. But I don't think it ever got very far. I'd be curious if, you know, depending on how strongly that Kraft and Belichick come out and talk about Tom not wanting to stay, you know, he at some point may have to make it clear that there was no offer, or here's what they offered. And, you know, that you can use your media people to get that out there. And I understand. I mean, I don't think, if I were the team, I'd have said, you know, 1 year, here's the number, take it or leave it. But, and the team has a hard time, at least the owner has a hard time ever putting it out there, because he doesn't want to be blamed. And that's all he cares about. And he positions himself on both sides of every issue to get as much glory as possible and as little blame. And so that's what I think it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds, because it's been a very great 20 years here. I mean, my God, you know, 17 AFC East and 9 Super Bowls and 6 Lombardis and all that stuff. It's an unprecedented reign, and it never ends well. And I think, you know, had he walked away after winning the Super Bowl against the Rams in Atlanta, that would have been like the perfect ending. And Gronk kind of did that. But for Tom Brady, there's going to be another chapter, and that's going to stick in the craw of some of the fans who wanted him to finish here.
We're talking to Boston Globe sports columnist Dan Shaughnessy on the Shell Penzel Performance Line. It's First Take, Your Take on ESPN Radio. I'm Jason Fitz. I want you to look at the Patriots roster as a whole, not just the quarterback position, but the roster as a whole. Where are they now in the AFC as they try and figure out who their new quarterback will be?
Well, there were some fairly significant things in the last couple of days. I mean, you know, like Collins and Van Noy left last night. Those are, you know, older veteran linebackers who make a lot of money. And that's sort of the MO here. You make your name here and you make your money elsewhere. That's kind of how they do it. But, you know, they did deal out some cash. You know, they brought back McCourty. They brought back Slater. And one of the old linemen gave him a bag of money to stay, too. So I think that they're well positioned to stay ahead of the Jets and Dolphins always, because of all the chaos in those organizations. The Bills, you know, that was a significant year they had last year, but I think that Belichick's confident he can win the division with what he has, even if it's Dittman quarterback, and we don't know if he's going to go to the Dalton, Bridgewater, whatever route. You know, there must be. He's unlikely to not have a contingency plan. I don't think this caught Bill by surprise this morning.
You've watched so much Brady. When a team picks him up right now, who are they getting?
I really think that the best place would be for him a place that they're ready to win now. Like the Niners would have been a good place, only because, you know, obviously they were in the Super Bowl and you know, just the system they have. But I think if you put him into a new system with not a very good team, I think it could be bloody. I mean, he didn't have a lot around him last year, but he knows the system. And McDaniels and he have worked together a long time, and Belichick, of course. But the second half of his season, there was a lot of exposure, you know, a lot of balls drilled into the dirt and giving up early on plays, just chucking it out of bounds. He has great awareness to not get sacked and lose yardage, but he looks to all of 42 some of the time, and you're supposed to, and that's okay. And, you know, the way the rules are structured now, you can keep doing this, and we're seeing guys do it, play into your 40s. But there's a limit on this, and I think it's crazy for anyone to think that a 43-year-old quarterback is going to come in and turn your franchise around. I don't think that'll go well.
Boston Globe sports columnist Dan Shaughnessy. Dan, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's First Take, Your Take on ESPN Radio, ESPN News. Pennzoil synthetic motor oil is made from natural gas. Gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Again, we are going to continue to get breaking news as the day goes on. Adam Schefter has tweeted out that the Bucks are acknowledging, their GM has acknowledged there's interest in free agent quarterback Tom Brady. The two sides spoke Monday, but there's been no conversation today. There is no deal in place. And the quote, we're waiting to see what Tom decides, just like everybody else. And this on the heels of the note that we got that Cam Newton has now been given the opportunity to shop for a trade. And it looks like the Panthers are on the verge of coming to an agreement with Teddy Bridgewater. Funny that the Panthers tweet out that they've mutually decided to let Cam pursue a trade, to which Cam went to Twitter to say he never wanted a trade. And less than an hour later, it looks like the Panthers and Teddy Bridgewater are working on a 3-year contract in the $60 million range. That's according to our very own Chris Mortensen. So the movement, the pieces are moving as we speak. Stupak from Detroit, what are your thoughts on Brady and the Patriots situation?
Yeah, what I think is, bro, Brady would be lucky if he end up in, like, the Rams or Buffalo or Tampa. Most likely he'll end up in a Washington or a Denver or Chicago type of situation. But first off, when has it ever been a good time or a good idea to sign an expatriate? Like, that's never a good idea.
Well, but that expatriate, I mean, you're talking about Brady, though. I mean, how many teams would want Brady as a quarterback? I mean, as Field Yates points out, and thanks, Stupak, thanks for the call. Like, as Field Yates has pointed out many times, from the business side of it, just signing Brady is going to bring you tens of million dollars of revenue just in people that will come into the stadium to watch him play and the jerseys that'll be sold. So there's a whole business side to Brady that makes a lot of sense for a lot of teams. We're going to keep hearing Tampa Bay. We're hearing a lot of the Chargers as well. To Stupak's point, though, I mean, what we've seen the Bears do is continue to load up on the defensive line. I don't think Brady'd be mad about going to Chicago. I'm just saying, coming up, Tom Brady's on the move. Cam Newton may be as well. We'll keep breaking it all down for you as we get the breaking news on First Take Your Take. But first, the Home Depot's changing the way doing gets done with a pocket full of digital tools on the Home Depot app, like image shirts, so you can snap a picture with the app and find what you need. And the product locator will not only tell you how many are in store, but it will also show you right where it is down to the aisle and shelf. So you don't have to hunt around. You don't have to look for anything. The app tells you everything you need to know, with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier. From online tools to free delivery on over 1 million items. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done. What's getting done with the quarterback position across the NFL? The chaos continues, and you'll hear the latest next. First Take Your Take on ESPN Radio. First Take Your Take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and you guys can chime in. Where's Brady going? What's next for Tom? What's next for the Patriots? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Frankly, it's nice to have some sports to talk about. It's nice to have a little bit of an escape here. We know that at this point, Brady's not going back to New England. We also know that things have gotten downright weird in Carolina. And I only mean weird in the sense the way the information has come out. There's been some speculation on whether or not Cam Newton was going to be the quarterback of the Panthers moving forward. And frankly, whether it even made sense going into a rebuilding year to keep a quarterback at Cam's age with some injury issues. So I think the principle, the concept that they might be looking at different quarterback options isn't really shocking to people. But for the Panthers to go out on Twitter today and then tell everybody that they've allowed him to seek a trade, only to have Newton then come back in a since deleted response on digital to say, stop the wordplay. As he said, I've never asked for it. There's no dodging this one. I love the Panthers to death and will always love you guys. Please do not try and play me or manipulate the narrative and act like I wanted this. You forced me into this. So now it's become a very public divorce that looks ugly. And as you just heard in the SportsCenter update, it looks like Teddy Bridgewater is on the heels of negotiating a deal to sign with the Panthers. To break it all down, we now head over to the Shell Penzo Performance Line, where we're joined by ESPN Panthers reporter David Newton. David, you follow this team. You've done such great work with this team for a long time. When you saw everything sort of blow up on social media today, what was your reaction?
I mean, I wasn't surprised at all, to be honest. I wrote last year when the Panthers put Newton on injury reserve that we may have seen Cam Newton play his last down for the Panthers. It just did not make sense for them to keep him. Then they went with Matt Rhule, a young new coach and a young staff. And then Greg Olsen, their Pro Bowl tight end, he's gone. They mutually agreed to part, which mutual means the Panthers said, we don't really want to keep you around. You need to, you know, seek services elsewhere. Same kind of thing with Trey Turner. I actually ran into Trey Turner at the grocery store, their Pro Bowl guard, and just right before all this news broke with Cam. And he was telling me that, you know, they said they really weren't seeking to trade in, but they got a deal that was just too good to turn down, which I'd heard way before that they were looking to get rid of him. They're trying to really cleanse this roster of kind of all the old school and all the big contracts they've got and move forward. And just moving forward, Newton's going to be 31 this year and actually in May. And you can get a guy like Bridgewater, who worked with their new coordinator, offense coordinator Joe Brady, while he was with the Saints for a couple of years. It all just makes perfect sense.
With that being said, ESPN Panthers reporter David Newton joining us. With the Bridgewater signing coming in, it looks like, what does that do to their draft strategy in the first round when looking at a quarterback?
I don't think it totally precludes them for taking a quarterback there. I mean, it's only a 3-year deal, so it's not like they were looking at him as a guy that could be the quarterback here for the next 5 to 6 or 7 years. So I think that if the right guy fell to them at number 7, or if they had a chance to move up 1 or 2 spots, they could possibly get who they want. I don't think they can get the draft ammunition from a deal with Cam. I'm not even sure they're going to get a deal with Cam. I mean, teams know that they're moving on from him, so why should they go out there and try to trade for him and offer him a lot out there? It wouldn't surprise me if the Panthers ultimately had to to release Cam and get nothing for him other than saving money under the cap. But bottom line is that if they could find a way to get Joe Burrow away from Cincinnati at the number one pick, that would unite him again with Joe Brady. I think that would be probably a good thing, and Bridgewater would be kind of be the, no pun intended, the bridge quarterback between, you know, when, you know, Joe Burrow is ready to go. So, again, they have a lot of needs on this team, and a defensive tackle or even an edge rusher like Isaiah Simmons up at Clemson, who I don't think he's going to fall to seven, but if he were to fall there, that would probably make a lot of sense now they have Bridgewater. But, you know, when all the corona stuff hit the news cycle and everything was kind of starting to be shut down, the Panthers general manager, Marty Herney, happened to be in Eugene, Oregon, where he was watching another quarterback work out that could fall to number seven.
So, David, as much as you've seen Cam right now, in your estimation, what's he have left? What can he give to a team?
I think he's still got plenty in the tank if, and that's what we don't know, if he's healthy. And that's the big question, and the Panthers just couldn't depend on that. I mean, you look over since 2016, he's had what, a couple of shoulder surgeries now. He's had this Liz Frank injury that's sidelining for most of last year. So I just don't think they felt like they could trust a guy that's had that many hits. And now he's going to be 31. They were going to sign him to a long-term deal, and his deal is up after this year. So it only makes more sense to go ahead and start over with another quarterback.
You guys can follow him on Twitter at DNewtonESPN to get all the latest. David Newton, as always, we appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on with us.
No problem. Good to be here.
It's such an interesting spot to be in right now when we start to look at the quarterback situation, because we thought maybe Cam would be part of it. But you can't sleep on something that David just mentioned that's key here. We know at this point that due to the coronavirus pandemic, that teams won't be having their normal workouts, their normal OTLs. They won't have the normal contact until everything's ready and everybody can be cleared. That's why the Bridgewater signing makes a lot of sense and was particularly important. Joe Brady, who was down at LSU last year and was part of the reason that that Joe Burrow became sort of the quarterback he was. Well, Brady worked with the Saints and knows Bridgewater. Bridgewater knows his offense, knows his terminology. I think that's a bigger part of this signing than we're giving credit to. When you talk about a three-year deal that, according to Chris Mortensen on ESPN, looks like it could be in the range of $60 million, and you ask yourself why. Part of the answer to why is because he makes sense right now. He can come in even if there aren't OTLs, even if there isn't the same level of practice availability. He can come in and actually contribute right away. We're brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports. We're taking your take. Where is Brady headed? What's it all mean? Anthony from Tampa. I can't imagine where Tampa, you know, fans think Brady's going. All right, give me your take, Anthony. What do you think on the Brady situation?
I'm just going to put it like this. All the sportscasters I've been saying, Tampa's one of the worst teams in the league. Listen, we were 7-9 last year with a QB who threw for 30 interceptions. Just six of those losses that we had were by less than 4 points. We have plenty of weapons. We have two of the top 10 receivers in the league in Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. We got Ronald Jones III in the backfield, having a good sophomore year coming out of USC. If we could beef up the line a little bit, maybe take a stud on defense, Tom Brady is a perfect fit with Bruce Arians and Byron Leftwich as the OC over there in Tampa. They can bomb it. They can check down. They have a running game. Him in Tampa, to me, makes a better sense coach to QB-wise. Chargers have Anthony Lynn, not really a quarterback coach, more of a defensive guy. I'm liking Brady to the Bucks. Go Bucks.
All right, I love the fandom in it, but many of the arguments you just made, close losses, one-score losses, that also defined the Chargers season. A ton of talent on the defensive side of the ball also describes the Chargers and the way they feel about it. Injury issues, great weapons. I mean, everything you're saying right there, both Los Angeles Chargers fans out there in the world would call in and give the same answers to that. So I'm not sure Tampa separates from the Chargers for those issues, but from a coaching standpoint, you make a great point. Bruce Arians, definitely, if you're a quarterback, you feel better about Bruce Arians than you do about Anthony Lynn. I'll take that all day. Steve in Bristol. Steve, well, Bristol, Connecticut, right in our neck of the woods. Steve, what's your take on where Brady's headed?
Brady's going to Buffalo. Staying in the same area, same weather pattern, same everything for him. And he's playing him twice a year anyway. And who's going to beat him if he goes to Buffalo? He's gone.
I mean, that's a level of trolling. Do we think that Brady's going to troll? If Brady's going to troll, would he not at least figure, like, think about going to Miami over Buffalo? I'm just saying, like, Miami spent $131 million on the first day of free agency. That's more than any team has ever spent in the first day. They're rebuilding their whole team, and the head coach there is somebody that, that Brady has experience with. If we're going to buy, and thanks for your take on it, if we're going to buy that he's going to go somewhere simply to troll the Patriots, I think the Dolphins, as crazy as it sounds, might actually make more sense for them as they move forward. We're going to keep getting your thoughts, obviously, on where Brady's going to end up. Plus, in the coming hours, we expect we're going to find that out. We'll see what First Take thought of it. You'll hear their thoughts, and we'll do all of that next. But first, the year's sliding by. They just keep going by faster, don't they? How's it March already? If you're not in a job you love, stop messing around. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Even with zero IT experience, classes meet on campus. But this is important. You can also take classes live online. So if you're in the house, you can take classes live online just twice a week. My Computer Career is nationally accredited, and financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. We'll try and get a little rocket scientist mindset, figure out where Brady's headed, and you'll hear what First Take thought on it next. First Take, your take on ESPN Radio. First Take, your take on ESPN Radio and ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. Y'all can stack the lines. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Where's Brady going? What's he got left in the tank? A lot of votes so far for Tampa Bay. You guys are in love with the thought of Brady to Tampa Bay. A lot of our analysts seem to be in love with the concept of Brady to Tampa Bay. If you missed the first hour of today's show, go check it out on demand. It's important. We had some great guests today to break down Brady Cam already in the first hour. So go check it out on demand in the First Take Your Take podcast brought to you by Capital One. Why settle for average? With Capital One, you can open a savings account with a rate 5 times the national average. Welcome to banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Capital One, N.A., member FDIC. So as we continue to break down the end of Brady and the Patriots and what it means for Brady and Belichick, Teddy Bruschi, somebody that would know more about the Patriots organization than most, sat down with Max and Stephen A. as they debated what all of this means and why Tom Brady is no longer going to be a New England Patriot.
Yeah, the player's like, okay, this is way there. This is what they're telling me over here, and this is what I can get other places. So you got to make your choice. So in the end, you know, Tom makes the decision that it's time to move on. Do I think that it would have been Tom's number one choice to stay with New England? Absolutely. If the situation was right and he felt comfortable about coming back, I believe he would have come back. But that's just not the case, because you've got a businessman in terms of, you know, Bill Belichick and who he is and who he sees the team as how he wants it in the future. And if that's his view and it doesn't agree with what Tom Brady's view is, then, you know, that's just sort of a mutual business relationship that happens. So if it was all warm and fuzzy and they gave Tom what he wanted, which is something they weren't willing to do, obviously, then the player has to make the decision. I understand that Mr. Kraft, he would have liked to have done everything he possibly could have. But there's a different person when it comes to the head coach, the general manager, when he has that view and he has something that a plan for his future team that he wants to follow. That's what always good ownership is going to defer to.
It's First Take, your take on ESPN Radio and ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at Progressive.com. Look, sometimes I realize that it's easy to scream winner, loser. It's easy to scream that everything is black or white. And sometimes in the world, things are gray. And to me, as much as we continue to hear that Brady wanted to stay from somebody like Teddy Bruschi, we also hear from Robert Kraft that they would have let him stay should he want to. And it's a reminder that through all of it, both sides can be right. I mean, he can want to stay, but he wants change. And then as an organization, you have to make a decision. What are you changing for? Are you changing for the next couple of years of Brady to give him what he wants? Or does the coach that through the same 20 plus year history has also earned benefit of the doubt, keep that benefit of the doubt and get to continue to run the franchise in his view? I mean, yes, I understand that Brady wants things done differently, but is it not Belichick that has created to a large extent the Patriot way? And as the creator of that way, does he not have with his resume the right to turn around and say, hey, Tom, you could do what you want to and you don't have to play here, but this is still the way we're going to do business? Why is that a bad thing? Why does that suddenly make Belichick the bad guy in this situation? I refuse to buy it. Look, it's possible for two people to have tremendous success and then decide through that same process that two people may not want to continue working together. Bands do it all the time. They have great success and then they say, you know what? I want to do a solo thing. Fine. That's okay. And it doesn't mean either guy's in the wrong. It means that they have different mindsets on how they want to do business. And at some point, the organization has to decide whether they're going to go with the coach or the player. And either decision could be right or wrong, but that's the decision they have to make moving forward on what their identity will be. Mike in Montana, what's your take? Where's Brady going? What's the next step in their situation?
Man, I honestly, being a Colts fan all my life, I think he could work out in Indianapolis pretty well. It's set up for a pocket passer like Brady is. I mean, he doesn't scramble much, never has. We've got the offensive line. We've got Nelson, Kelly, Costanzo. We've got weapons coming back healthy for the receivers. And as of yesterday, we're starting to build up our defense to maybe keep Brady on the field instead of off the field.
You know what? I don't mind anything you just said there. I mean, I think the Colts were not for, and maybe, yes, we can all say ego isn't really a part of the conversation. Were it not for the shadow of Manning, I think the Colts are a very good choice. In fact, I'm surprised we continue to see reports of Phillip Rivers in the Colts. If I'm the Colts, I'm talking to Brady for Rivers all day, every day, every single day. Tom, in Missouri, what's your take on Brady?
I got to say that, I got to agree with a lot of other people as far as Tampa Bay goes. I think whenever you look at it, you can compare them to the Chargers in a lot of ways, but I think what it breaks down to is Arians has what Brady wants, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have what Brady wants. They have those weapons, those dynamic weapons, and Bruce Arians has that pass-happy attack offense that Brady wants, and so I think it's going to be a perfect fit for him. As a Dolphins fan, I definitely tip my hat to him. It's been a long, great career to watch from my point of view, and I look forward to my team taking over the division.
Oh, I like that. You just threw that in. Just looking forward to that big step. I mean, the rest of the AFC East now is, and Dan Shaughnessy from the Boston Globe said earlier he still thinks that Brady believes he can win the division with anybody at quarterback going into this year. But, man, the rest of the AFC East, I mean, across the board, if you're a Bills fan, you're like, hey, look at what we did last year. And now, I mean, if they're taking a step back, we're positioned, and they went and got Stephon Diggs. So if you're the Bills, you feel good about it. If you're the Dolphins, you were on the rise at the end of last season. Like I said earlier, you spent $131 million in the first day of free agency. You have the most expensive secondary in the NFL right now. My God, you feel good about that also. So not so much for the Jets. One step at a time. The Jets got Darnold. They at least have something they can believe in. So at this point, we'll keep breaking down the information that we get as we get it, of course. So we think we have two teams. There are two different teams where we think Brady could land. One of his favorite targets, join First Take. So we're going to figure out what they think as they continue to break it down. You're going to do that. We'll keep taking your take. You'll keep hearing from First Take, and we'll keep you updated on the news as it breaks across the board. It's First Take, Your Take on ESPN Radio. I'm Jason Fitz.